This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. This week, we continue our series on undergraduate research at the University of Arkansas. 2 weeks ago, we featured three students in the Honors College at the U of A, all recipients of Student Undergraduate Research Fellowship Grants, or SURF Grants. The grants award up to $2,500 to be used by undergraduate students for research. This week, we'll meet another three such students, and we begin with Nikki Lorenz. She's using her SURF grant to research the potential future of fuel.
The overall goal is to extract sugars from the sweet gum tree and then ferment those sugars into butanol, which is similar to ethanol, but it has a lot of advantages. Like, it has a higher energy density, and it's less volatile than ethanol, so it can be transported more easily.
Nikki Lorenz says butanol's advantages include a lesser tendency to mix with gasoline inside cars, and butanol has potential to be shipped through existing pipelines, while ethanol, she says, requires special considerations. And Nikki's advising faculty member for her research, Jamie Hustiken, says that's just the beginning of possible gains from her butanol research.
It's got a higher mileage per gallon than ethanol, really similar to gasoline. I mean, I notice if you put, you know, a blend of ethanol in your car, your mileage goes down a little bit. And then the other really cool thing about it is we think that it could probably, with very little or no modifications, go in conventional gasoline engines. We actually have a little remote controlled car that we put it directly into, and the car isn't blown up yet, so not an engine person. I know there's research still needed on that, but there's a lot of potential there.
Jamie Hustiken is an assistant professor in the Ralph E. Martin Department of Chemical Engineering at the University of Arkansas. You may have noticed he used the pronoun we when talking about the research. While Nikki Lorenz, the senior chemical engineering student, does the work, she says Hustiken is a valuable sounding board. He helped guide her toward the specific project for the research.
I came from an environment where undergraduates were the assistants to graduate students, and the graduate students was basically telling you what to do. And I mean, I take a student like Nikki, and she comes in and says, hey, this didn't work. And I just say, well, what do you think we should do about that? And I don't answer for her. You know, I let her answer those sorts of things and her find the own problems and her lead the research. And I think that she's so much more prepared for graduate school that way, because she's basically being a graduate student right now. So she'll be able to go to wherever she's going to go. I think she's looking at Berkeley and Delaware right now, and she'll be able to hit the ground running. And I think that she'll be well ahead of students from other schools. And I thank the Honors College very much for making that opportunity possible for students.
Undergraduates, he says, can make his work more fun. Many of them come into the chemical engineering labs thinking they can help change the world. That's an optimism, he says, that can be contagious.
When you have a great student like Nikki, I mean, it increases the work ethic of everybody around her, because, you know, the students become friends, they work together in classes, they get each other into the lab, and we have group parties so that they can be more friendly with each other.
During her time at the university, Nikki Lorenz has earned a top award for undergraduate research, a Goldwater Scholarship, and been included in two submitted publications. She also co-founded the Engineers Without Borders chapter at the university. Much of her research for this project, the one involving butanol, is hands-on. Pre-ground sweet gum material, remember this begins with the sweet gum tree, is treated with a dilute acid in a hot sand bath. Then, it's put into a large metal tube.
I mean, the sand bath is basically just kind of like a foot diameter piece of equipment filled with sand. It's filled with sand because that heats more evenly than other things. You can get it to higher temperatures than water. So that heats... I think we found the best heating time and temperature to be 160 Celsius for an hour.
She hopes the information gained in that sand bath can eventually help establish the fuel as a more sustainable source of energy. The sweet gum tree is a fast-growing tree, and if butanol gained from the sugar of the sweet gum can be used as a source of energy, there could be several benefits. Both Nikki and Jamie Hustiken say that's what makes research like this much more than just an exercise on the way to earning a diploma.
I feel like I can kind of use my background and my education to work towards something that'll benefit people. So I'm really excited about that.
We like thinking that we're inventing technology here that can help the state of Arkansas and not have to import the technology from all over the nation.
That's Jamie Hustiken, an assistant professor of chemical engineering at the University of Arkansas. He's the faculty advisor to Nikki Lorenz, a senior chemical engineering student in the Honors College at the University of Arkansas. And on Thursday, another student's undergraduate research at the U of A will be featured on Ozarks at Large.